can be in a marriage that you've been in for a while, and you can talk to your spouse about your kids and about the checkbook and the account and who's going to pick up who from Little League, and yet not be connected. What I'm talking about is a heart-to-heart connection.
This is Straight Talk.
Thank you for tuning into Straight Talk Radio. My name is Joshua Hollick, your host, and I'm here with Pastor Mark Jobe, Senior Pastor of New Life Community Church here in Chicago. Pastor Mark, you've got us in a series called Connected, Breaking Out of Isolation. And today's message, you're talking about the power of serving. You know, isolation is this horrible thing about existing in a world, a small little world where I'm the center of my whole world and my needs are supreme and my feelings rule. And we've been looking about how to break out of that. And today you're going to talk to us about one of the most powerful ways to do it.
Absolutely. So we've covered affirming the power of the tongue. We've covered releasing, how to forgive. And now we're talking about something that is just as powerful. We're talking about serving. I'm convinced there's people listening to my voice right now that you feel very alone and isolated, and you feel like you need people to reach out to you. Mm-hmm. You're waiting for a phone call on Friday evening for someone to say, hey, why don't you join us for pizza? You go in, you walk into a church and wait for people to come and greet you. You're looking for people to come and say, hey, how can I help you? But what you have not understood is that what you sow is what you will reap. And instead of waiting, some of you need to say, you know what? I need to start serving. That's the power.
Yeah, that's good. You've got us in Galatians 6, and it's really encouraging for me to know there's something I can do. I love that. I love what is the step I can take when I understand the word, and there's something that can be done to change that isolation.
I had a woman just recently come up and talk to me, and she said, you know, I attended church for several years feeling disconnected from God and from the people of God, and she kept saying, I didn't know what was wrong with me, and I kept saying, God, bring a breakthrough into my life. And then finally I decided and I realized that I was waiting for God, but God was waiting for me to take a step. And she said, so I decided to take this bold step and join a small group that she was terrified to do. And so she joined a small group, started meeting some women, and then started to serve somewhere. And she said, something powerful happened. She said, I feel so connected to people and so connected to God because she took a step to sow.
Powerful, powerful. Well, friends, as you're listening today, may the Spirit of God challenge you to also break out of your own cycle of isolation and serve. This is Pastor Mark Jobe reading the scriptures, Galatians chapter 6. The message is titled Serve.
Connected, breaking out of isolation. We've been talking over the last few weeks about what it means to be connected to one another and how oftentimes we live in crowded cities but are isolated and disconnected. That sometimes, and by disconnected, I don't mean that you don't talk to people. Every day when you get up, you go to the gas station, fill up your car, you talk to the gas attendants. You go to Dunkin' Donuts, some of you, that's your preference, others Starbucks. You go and you talk to the person, you tell them how much cream you want and what you have. You talk to them. You get to your job, you go upstairs, you talk to your coworkers. But you can talk to people and yet not be connected to them. You can be in a marriage that you've been in for a while, and you can talk to your spouse about your kids and about the checkbook and the account and who's going to pick up who from Little League, and yet not be connected. What I'm talking about is a heart-to-heart connection where you actually have some people that you talk to and that you know and that you connect with inside, a friendship that goes beyond just a casual acquaintance. The principle I'm about to give you today is the most powerful principle that you will experience in breaking you out of isolation and connecting you with other people. Now, I want to warn you in advance that the principle I'm about to give you, I'm giving you four principles, but under the umbrella of one principle. If you are able to put this principle into practice, it can literally change your life. Now, you can apply this principle to a lot of areas of life. I'm going to apply it to the relational area of life today. But you can also apply it to your financial area, to your family, to your business, to your health. You can apply it to many areas of your life. But specifically today, I want to talk to you about the relational area, how to break out of isolation. In Galatians chapter 6, you can take your Bibles this morning. And I want you to turn to Galatians chapter 6, the sixth chapter of Galatians, as we look at breaking out of isolation and this powerful principle that will help you break out of isolation. Now, here's the thing. Most of the times, if today you are here and you are feeling a little bit lonely and isolated, chances are that you blame other people for your isolation. Chances are, if you feel isolated and lonely and disconnected today, you're looking at the people around you and you're saying, well, everybody's in a clique. I'm just not accepted. Or you're saying to yourself, I wish people were just friendlier, would reach out to me, call me up and see how I'm doing. Because typically when we're in isolation, we look at other people and we think that they are responsible for our isolation. And what happens is we develop a need mentality. We feel like I have needs in my life that are not being met by other people who should be meeting my needs. And so what happens when we are experiencing scarcity of any kind is we do the opposite of what we should be doing. You see, when we're experiencing scarcity of any kind, if, for example, if I feel like I don't have a lot of friends, and maybe you have one friend, and so you feel like I don't have a lot of friends, I don't have a lot of people I connect with, I have one. And so what happens is you start clinging to that one person really tight. They call them up at work and you say, hey, how you doing? Good, I'm doing about as good as I was doing 5 minutes ago when you called. Okay, just checking to see how you're doing. And you email them and you talk to them and they call you and they talk to you. And then if they decide that they're going to go out with another friend and you hear about it and you think, I wasn't invited to go with that other friend. How come I wasn't invited? Maybe they're getting another friend. Maybe I'm not going to be their best friend. So you call them up and say, hey, how come I wasn't invited? I'm just wanting to go out with a friend, but I'm still your best friend, right? And I hope you're not getting too close to them. And then you start talking bad about their new friends because you don't want them to have any friends. And you call them and you're clinging and you're hanging on to them and you're a semi-stalker. Why? Because you feel like I don't have a lot of this. So since I have a scarcity, I'm hanging real tight onto this thing that I have a scarcity of. And the very thing that you're hanging on to, you're going to lose because you're hanging on so tight to it. So what a scarcity mentality does is it causes you to cling to the things that you lack the most. And eventually, you actually lose the things that you lack the most. Now, that's true in our friendships, and it's true in a lot of other areas of life as well. And so I'm going to give you a principle here that will break the cycle of scarcity. It's called the sow-reap principle. You've heard about it before, but I've taught about this before, and I believe I need to continue to teach about this often because it's a huge principle that affects our life. To break out of isolation, you need to change your mentality from a consumer mentality, which means I need, I need, I need, to a contributor mentality. From a user mentality to a giver mentality. It tells us in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, I'm going to read. It says, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. I love that statement. God cannot be mocked. When he says do not be deceived, it means don't deceive yourself into thinking that you're going to pull a fast one on God. Hey, don't deceive yourself into thinking that God's not keeping track. Don't deceive yourself into thinking that you're one little speck in the millions of billions of people here on earth and that somehow you've fallen off God's radar system and he lost track of how you're living or what you're doing or where you are. It says, hey, do not be deceived. You can't pull a fast one on God. God is never losing track of people. God never loses your number. God never fails to recognize what you're sowing in your life. That's what you're going to reap in your life. Notice what he says. A man reaps what he sows. This is what he's saying not to be deceived about, because sometimes I run into a lot of people that expect to reap what they haven't sowed. They somehow get this idea that I can reap in areas that I haven't sown into. Now, in the natural world, we're very aware that you can't operate that way. If you were to go out to your garden and watch your neighbor, a neighbor next to you, and he's looking at his garden, you say, hey, what's wrong? He's got a problem. You say, what's your problem? Well, hey, last week I went out and I planted some tomato seeds. And now this week, I'm looking for onions. And there's no onions. And I'm really ticked at this because I like sandwiches with tomato, onions, and ham. And I planted tomato seeds and I'm looking for my onions and they're not there. You're going to say, wait a second. Are you a little crazy now? Well, what are you talking about? You plant tomato seeds, you get tomatoes. You can't plant tomato seeds and expect onions to come out. It just doesn't work that way. But at the same time, in the spiritual realm, in the relational realm, and in many other areas of life, we do the very same thing. We plant the wrong seeds and yet expect to reap a different result. And what God is saying is, hey, I will not be mocked. I will make sure that whatever you plant is what you reap. And if you plant a lot of it, you will reap a lot of it. If you plant a little of it, you will reap a little of it. Because there's a divine principle that basically has been established since the foundation of the world that dictates whatever you sow, that also will you reap. Do you realize that oftentimes the spiritual realm reflects the physical realm? For example, in Genesis chapter 1, the very first book of the Bible, the very first chapter of the Bible, Genesis means the book of beginnings. When God was creating the heavens and the earth, and when he was establishing the horticulture of nature, it says in verse 11 of Genesis chapter 1, then God said, let the earth bring forth grass. Now we got to mow it all the time, try to get the weeds out of it. God said, let the earth bring forth grass.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Serve, which is from our series called Connected, Breaking Out of Isolation. After the broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of Galatians chapter 6 with our message called Serve.
The herb that yields seed and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth. What God established by nature is that every plant has a seed. That seed generates life. As those seeds are planted, life is generated from that seed, and that seed produces fruit that has more life, and it generates more life as those seeds fall to the ground and are planted, right? That's the cycle of nature. In the spiritual realm, it's the very same way. Whatever seeds you sow, seeds of life, those seeds grow and produce a harvest and generate more seeds. Now, here's the first principle I'm going to give you. I want you to write this principle down because it's a huge principle. There's four principles I want to give you this morning about breaking out of isolation. The first one that have to do with sowing and reaping. The first one is what I call the seed factor. The seed factor is the quantity and quality of the seed you sow determines the harvest you will reap. What I mean by that is that whatever kind of seed you are sowing, And whatever kind of amount that you are sowing in will ultimately determine the harvest in life that you reap. Now, let me just illustrate it this way to you. By the way, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 says, "But I say, he which soweth sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully." If you look at your life right now and you evaluate your life, there are areas in your life that you feel like, hey, I'm not doing too good in this area, right? It may be your physical area, it may be your finances, it may be your relationships, it may be your spiritual area. You may say, I'm not doing very good in this area because there's scarcity in this area. Chances are that whatever area of your life you have little in, little to show for, chances are that you have not sown very well into that area. Are you tracking with me? I run into some guys that are really good about their finances. They think about their finances. They sow into their finances. They've learned the biblical principles of sowing and reaping in finances. And so their bank account is full. They're doing well financially. They've invested well. They keep track of it. They sow, they reap. They sow a lot, they reap a lot. And so they're doing very well, healthily financially. But when it comes to their family, they've invested very little in their marriage, very little into their children. They've disconnected from their kids. They haven't inputted into their wife. And so their family is poor relationally, but their economy is rich because they valued their economy, but they haven't valued their family. Therefore, they have a scarcity in their family, but they have abundance in finances. On the other hand, I've run into people that are a family man. They've invested a lot in their wife and their children. They love their kids, take them to soccer games, do a lot, but they've neglected their finances. And so their family relationships are good, but they're living paycheck to paycheck and always struggling because they haven't sown good seeds in that area. So they're struggling in that area. So wherever you sow, you're going to reap in. And where you sow little, you reap little. Where you sow a lot, you reap a lot. So if there's a scarcity in your life at this moment, in some area of life, chances are that you haven't sown very well in that area. When it comes to relationships, it's the same thing. Oftentimes we find ourselves isolated and disconnected from people. And what happens is we do the very opposite of what we should be doing. We walk into church and we feel like, I'm a little lonely, I'm a little isolated, so I'm going to sit here, and after service, when service is out, I'm just going to wait to see if anybody says hi to me. Pastor Mark prays, blesses, everybody says bye, you're just standing there. No one's saying hi to me. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to look real sad, and people will know there's a problem in my life. Oh, and still no one says hi to me. No one reaches out. So I start thinking, people are just not friendly. And so I walk out of this place. I walk into the parking lot. I get in my home. I haven't said hi to anybody. I haven't connected with anybody. I go home and I'm isolated like I was. And I go back to my home and I sit there. And I'm thinking, someone should call me, and no one calls me. And so I say, I know what I'll do. I'll skip church 2 weeks. See if anybody calls me. So you skip church 2 weeks. No one calls you up. Just what I thought. No one even missed me. You come back and people say, hi, how you doing? Yeah. Now, did you notice I was gone for 2 weeks? No, I was on vacation too for 2 weeks. Okay. And so you're looking around for people to reach out to you, and you know what? It doesn't help you out because you feel more lonely, more isolated, and you're looking around thinking they should be reaching out. You've developed the need mentality. And it doesn't help you. You're in your isolation. You don't break out of your isolation. Let me tell you what you should be doing instead. Instead of saying, I hope someone reaches out to me, I hope someone encourages me, I hope someone invites me out to eat, I hope someone brings me to a birthday party or asks how I'm doing or hugs me or says, hey, why don't we go catch a Sox game together. Instead of waiting for that to happen, The opposite needs to happen in your life. You need to be proactive, and you need to come with this mentality. You need to come asking yourself, where can I sow a seed of friendship? You need to come to church saying, how can I meet a need? How can I encourage someone? How can I reach out to someone? How can I lift someone up? How can I pray for someone? Who can I call? Who can I sow into? Because what you've done is you've moved yourself from a need mentality to a needy mentality to a contributor mentality. Now you've just taken the seeds and you've thrown seeds out. And when you throw seeds out, you reap a harvest in that area. When you hold all your seeds, you have no harvest. When you give your seeds, you start to reap a harvest. I hope someone's listening to me this morning, because that's huge. That's the way you break out of a cycle. In fact, I want to tell you, if you're depressed right now, lonely, feeling like I don't know what I'm doing, then I want to tell you the best thing that you could do is you need to go out there and you need to find a need and meet it. You need to look for someone. Hey, there's always someone that's worse off than you are. There's always someone that's going through a tougher time than you are. There's always someone that even in your hard time you can encourage. There's always someone that you can build up. And when you take the few seeds that you have and you say, well, Pastor, I only have a little seeds in this area, but you start sowing the seeds of friendship, sowing the seeds of outreach, sowing the seeds of encouragement, then what happens is those seeds start growing up and those seeds start coming back into your life once again if you start sowing them. Are you tracking with me? All right, which leads me to my second point here. The first issue is the seed issue. The second one is not only the seed factor, but it's the time factor. Notice what it says. It says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. We will reap a harvest if we do not give up. How many of you know it takes time to reap a harvest? Some of us want to change our cycle around, but we haven't given it enough time. I'm a little bit impatient, I'll admit it. It's one of the areas that God's working on my life. But if I were to go out and plant a seed, and the very next day I were to go out and say, okay, I just planted some flowers, where's my flower? Someone's going to say, hey, it takes time. Hey, I want a flower now. Where's that Miracle-Gro? Let's pour some Miracle-Gro on this. Hey, where's my flower? I just planted a seed. I want to see it now. Some of us are like that in the spiritual realm. We go out there and we say, okay, I heard what Pastor Mark said. So you go outside and that day you call someone up and say, hey, would you like to go to lunch at Kukula's today? And they say, well, you know, I have a birthday party. I can't go to the, you hang up. I knew I was going to be rejected. And you say, Pastor Mark, it doesn't work. See, I invited one person. It doesn't work for me. No seeds to go. Whoa, hold on a second. Do you realize it takes time to reap a harvest? You can't just sow one seed and expect that one seed to come back to you. You got to sow and keep sowing and sow for a while, and it takes time for a harvest to come up. You can't just sow one seed and expect a harvest to come out of one seed. You got to sow, and it takes time for it to germinate and to grow and come back to you. It takes a while for that seed to come up and come back to you. I believe that this can be applied to every single area of our life. When we first started at New Life Community Church, we were a really, really small church, and we were really poor, and there was only a few of us. And our spotlight was an old slide projector that someone would hold like this. And we had no instruments at the time, and we had very little budget at the time. We could barely pay our gas bill, barely pay our light bill. And I remember God speaking to my heart real strongly at that time, that we needed to not only, that we could develop a needy mentality. And I had talked to a lot of people that were doing ministry in the city, especially some small ministries in tougher neighborhoods. And they would always say, hey, what needs to happen is you need to go out and you need to raise support from other white middle class churches out there that have money so that they can support the ministry in the inner city. And I've seen ministries like that, and I'm not opposed to people raising support from the outside. But let me tell you something. When you start thinking that other people are going to support you, when you start depending on the support of other people and you develop a need mentality, many people grow worse because of that, because they think, I need the support from other people to survive, and you don't realize that you have something to give.
You have been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe in the first half of his message called Serve. It's from our current series called Connected, Breaking Out of Isolation. And as I mentioned earlier, if you would like to have a copy of this message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just visit PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find more messages that can help you with your spiritual walk. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message or the entire series, you can contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping. We also would like to invite you to visit a New Life location near you this Sunday. We have 25 life-giving churches around Chicagoland. Check us out at newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. Please do tune in again on the next Straight Talk and tell a friend about our program. That's it for Pastor Mark, our Straight Talk team, and myself. Thank you for listening. Have a great evening, and God bless.